What's up, Pats fans, and welcome to Totally Patriots.
We have a big show for you today. Have a look at what's coming up.
It was a tough loss for the Patriots, but no looking back now. Miami's coming to town, but the Pats will be the only ones bringing the heat. Aaron Dobson is in his first season with the Pats. Can he catch what Romeo's throwing at him in Pats chat?
What has been some of the biggest challenges about playing in the NFL?
I mean, everybody's good, man. There's no drop-off.
And Professor Fritz is back in the lab.
Hey, don't tell her I said that.
We think All Hallows Eve may be getting to this mad scientist. Plus, Sebastian Vollmer's bringing some German flavor to Tilt It.
Yeah, I just talked to Tom and I told him, well, I asked him, he gates, which means, how you doing?
Bust out your bratwurst. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. This season, the Pats have had a newer and younger look to their roster, including some big-time changes at the wide receiver position. Romeo's over in the hall right now with one of the new receivers, Aaron Dobson. This guy certainly had a lot of pressure riding on his shoulders this year. That means he can handle anything Romeo has to throw at him. Let's head on over there right now for Pats Chat.
That's right, Shauna. We are here in the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. I'm here with some students from Foxborough High in the house. Make some noise. We love introducing you to your favorite players. Please welcome Aaron Dobson, ladies and gentlemen. Come in. Come on in. Get comfy. Rookie wide receiver in the house. How you feeling? Welcome.
Good. I'm feeling good. How you doing?
Doing real well. Doing real well. How would you say your season's going? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I feel like I'm improving. I'm trying to get better every week, you know, so I'm just taking it one game at a time.
What has been some of the biggest, I guess, surprises or challenges about playing in the NFL that you might not have known before?
I mean, everybody's good, man. I mean, there's no drop-off, you know what I mean? You got to come in, you got to do your A game, you got to work hard because it's definitely a grind.
Tell me about the workouts. A lot of people who've come through here have talked to the students about the workouts because some of the students play, you know, football in high school.
Right.
And they have no idea compared to like college and when you get to pro, what they're
like. It's different, man. It's different. It's definitely a grind. You definitely got to put in the work. I mean, it's nothing you can explain. I mean, I really can't explain it to you how it's going to feel. You know, you just got to be in a situation to really know how hard it is, how tough you got to work, because it's definitely a job. So.
Now, you attended the same college as Troy Brown and Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Right. Are these guys that you look up to and emulate and kind of look to, you know, for advice?
Yeah, I definitely used to watch Moss, man, back in the day. You know, I'm from West Virginia as well, you know, so I seen Marshall play a lot. You know, Moss was a beast, you know, so I'm definitely just trying to do what I can and just make my own name like that in the league.
Have you had the chance to talk to these guys? You know,
I have. I've talked to Troy Brown before. He came back to school. I have talked to Moss before, you know, so, but definitely two great guys, you know. Moss is from West Virginia as well, so, I mean, we definitely have a relationship.
What have they said to you? Have they given you any advice?
Just telling me to work hard, man. Telling me it's not guaranteed. The league is definitely not guaranteed, so they just tell me just to keep working hard and do what I can do.
Do you get compared to Randy Moss at all?
Yeah, I've got compared to Randy Moss quite a bit, probably since high school.
You got the Randy Moss build?
Yeah, definitely.
Same type of workouts or what?
I mean, I don't know if we got the same type of workouts, you know, but I mean, I feel like our athletic ability is quite the same in some ways.
I can ask you some easy questions. I have a feeling they have the harder questions, though. We're going to turn it over to them to ask you some questions in a sec. You about ready?
Yeah, that's cool.
Aaron Dobson's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready.
16 games in a season, 8 at home and 8 away. Now, you'd imagine that Tom Brady and the rest of the bunch know how to travel in style. With the help of one of the stewardesses, Maureen, we'll get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the team plane. Get ready for takeoff. It's time for Beyond the Bench.
Beyond the Bench is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
And now, from the team plane, Maureen O'Connor.
I'm a dedicated flight attendant on the charter. There's always 8 flight attendants, and we do have a large aircraft, which is a 767.
We're ready to go to Cincinnati.
We come on board, and we set up the seats, whichever cabin we work. There's first class, and there's what we call B-zone and C-zone. Most of the time, I work in C-zone, where the players are. I serve them their meals, and make sure that we take care of whatever their needs may be. And definitely hydrate them and feed them. There's a lot of food on board. There's a tremendous amount. The food is prepared ahead of time, but we do cook the food.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Ooh.
I think that's important to have a dual aisle when you're dealing with a football team, because the men are quite large on the whole. Most of them are, you know, studying or thinking about what they're to do on the field. I enjoy the sportsmanship and the attitudes of the players. They're very, very positive people. And it's just, it's great to be around that.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Aaron Dobson is used to the media. But the students from Foxborough High are asking the hard-hitting questions this week.
Do you have a puppy?
Nah, a puppy?
A puppy.
Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Pats fans, it's another week of workout with me, Harold Nash, strength and conditioning coach. It's time to get off the couch, get your water bottles, get ready to go. So let's get it started. Today's exercise is kettlebell swings. If you don't have a kettlebell at home, you can use a backpack, med ball, some sort of a weight, but just make sure that you do it safely. The first thing you want to do is you want the feet spread apart in a nice base. Bend at the knees, descend the hips back just a little bit. Hip extension is very important here. Grab the kettlebell. I want the kettlebell to swing at about eye level. I bring the hips through, bend and extend. Bend and extend. You get a good pendulum rock. 3 sets of 15. As you improve, you go more reps, more sets, good cardiovascular, good endurance, good low back work.
Thanks, Harold, and welcome back to Totally Patriots. We are still here in the hall presented by Raytheon with Aaron Dobson, and now it's time for the students to ask some questions.
Hi, I'm Julia. I'm just wondering, how do you stay positive after a rough game?
That's tough, for real. I mean, it's a lot of criticism going on, you know, but just by outsiders, you know, but they really don't know how it is to really play in a pressure moment like that, you know, so you just try to keep your head on right, you know, you try to ignore everything what everybody else is saying and just try to stay inside with your teammates and things like that.
I'm wondering, did you play any other sports when you were in high school?
Yeah, I played basketball and ran track.
Do you have any either pregame rituals or any like winning game rituals, something you do every time you guys win?
Nah, I really don't got no pregame rituals. I listen to music. You know, I like to listen to R&B music before a game, you know, just kind of mellow me out.
Who's your favorite artist right now? Who are you listening
favorite
to?
Favorite artist? I like Meek Mills. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but.
Any Meek Mills fans in the house in Foxborough High? One
there
person.
You go.
That's all only right. One. Only one. All right.
Who inspired you to play football?
I started when I was about 6, so I don't really remember who inspired me, but I mean, I've been playing since I was 6, so it's been a while.
Hello, my name is David, and I have a couple questions.
All right.
What is your favorite board game?
My favorite board game? Monopoly.
That's a good game. All right. Second question is, on Madden.
What?
Do you like playing with yourself on Madden?
I do.
It's fun?
It
so,
is.
Like, it's fun to pass yourself a pass?
Right, it is. It is. I agree. Yeah, it is. No
How
lie.
Did they do with the recreation? Do you think it looks like
yeah, you? Yeah, it does a little bit. I'm not even going to lie. It kind of looks like my face a little bit. So it's crazy. Technology is getting crazy. So,
what do you do on the off-season?
Off-season? Well, since this is my first year, I haven't had an off-season yet. So
I don't know how
to answer that question yet.
Have you had any odd jobs in between, like on the off-season before you started playing pro?
Matt, I played sports all my life. So this is actually my first real job, if you want to say. Yeah, so
not a bad gig to
yeah
start.
You know what I mean, so it's nice.
And the dude who's trying to take my job with the interviewing questions, you're really good at it. What you got?
Do you have a puppy?
Nah, a puppy?
A puppy.
Nah, I don't.
Do you?
I do have a puppy.
You trying to get rid of him or?
No, I just like puppies.
Oh, all right, he likes puppies. That's fair.
I do
enough.
Want a dog though. I want a pit bull.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, I do.
We want to thank the students from Foxborough High in the house. Give yourselves a nice big round of applause. and Aaron Dobson, our special guest, the wide receiver to look for.
Halloween is just around the corner, and that means all the weirdness in people starts to come out. But with one more dash of crazy, Professor Fritz might end up in the loony bin rather than the lab. Let's see what he's cooking up for us this week and how'd they do that.
How'd They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Oh, hey guys. Hey, do you ever wonder why some parts of our body feel so hard, like our elbow or our chin? Oh, that's the bones, hard as stones. You know, adult humans have 206 bones. And when you're a child, you have 270 bones. Hey, where'd those 64 bones go? I'll tell you later. So many bones, they must be pretty important, right? That's a lot of bones. Let's take a look at why bones are so strong and why athletes have to keep them strong. Bones are constantly reshaping and remodeling themselves. This is important in the process of building tougher bones. There are three different cells that work together in bones to make them bigger and better. The first cell is the osteoclast. These cells are responsible for breaking bone down. You can't build it back up without breaking it down first. Our bodies naturally break down when we undergo any type of mechanical stress. This stress stimulates the osteoclast to get moving. Any type of force to our body, whether it is jumping or lifting weights, is stress to our bodies. Once the osteoclast detect the stress, they begin to work together with the second type of cell called osteoblast. Hey, this is great. I'm having a blast. Osteoblast cells are what rebuild our bones. This whole process is called osteogenesis, which simply means to create bone. Both osteoclasts and osteoblasts are found toward the end of the bone where it grows. In the middle of the bone is the third type of cell, which is called osteocytes. Osteocytes, osteoblasts, and osteoclasts are osteoregious. Oh, sure they are. They all work together to get our bones bigger and better than before. Can you believe that this makes up 15% of our body mass? Looks like a lot more. Now, what happened to those 64 bones? Well, when you were a child, those 270 bones, some of them fused together. That's how we go from 270 to 206. That's what happened. Football players' bones are subject to high levels of mechanical stress. Therefore, they need stronger bones to withstand such forces. That's why athletes spend a lot of time hitting the weights and doing other exercises that stimulate bone growth, so that when they get hit, they don't break. The constant weight-bearing exercises or mechanical stress on bones that footballers and athletes undergo on a daily basis causes their bones to build up and become stronger. Someone like you or myself would not be able to take such hits like these players. Crunch! However, it is important for not just athletes to get exercise. Everyone needs to grind their bones a little. So get off the couch, Billy. No gravity, no pressure, no pressure or stress, loss of bones. It's crazy to think that if we don't move at all, our bones will slowly disintegrate. So get off the couch, drop the donut, and get up and get moving, people. You know, Mrs. Fritz always gets offended when I tell her she has big bones. Because she does. She does. They're gigantic. And as you just saw, they're ideal. Hey, maybe she could go out for the team.
Starting in an offensive tackle, Mrs. Fritz with the big bones.
Hey, don't tell her I said that.
Fritz?
I'm Professor Fritz, and I may need a place to crash tonight. Coming, dear.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots and athletes everywhere. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots, or Willkommen zurück. I think I screwed that up pretty bad. I was trying to say in German, welcome back. I hope I didn't mangle it too much, because this next guy, he's a lot bigger than me. Sebastian Vollmer, he's from Germany. You know, he didn't even come over here to the States until freshman year in college. Fast forward that, 4 years later, drafted by one of the best teams in the league. And I hear just about anything goes in Germany, so it's time to see just how tilted he can get.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
Listen to country, I listen to hip-hop and rap, I listen to, you know, some pop if it's good. I do listen to some German music at times. It's harder, obviously, to find them over here, but when I'm over there to visit my family, I try to pick up a CD or two and bring them back. The most romantic date I've been on? Probably a sunset cruise in the Caribbean. My favorite board game as a kid was probably Risk. Actually, I saw it at a store the other day. I was thinking about picking it up, but I guess you need more than two or three people to play it, so I haven't done it yet. Biggest transition coming over to the States is probably the language barrier. I wasn't really fluent in English coming over here. And just really adjusting to people and learning how to talk to them. Did have awkward moments, plenty of them, yes. Yeah, I just talked to Tom and I told him, well, I asked him, he gates, which means, how you doing? So he looked at me, pretty funny. Well, I'm not gonna demonstrate, but I think I'm a good singer, which most people disagree with me, but I'm not doing it. Any superpower, I would probably choose to fly pretty fast. I think that would be pretty cool to be at different places in a short amount of time. Weird thing, we have a bobblehead from the dude that was passed down from MetLight, and he got it, I think, from Damian Woody. So it's been in locker room for quite a while now, and you know, we should cherish that little piece of equipment.
The Pats are gearing up to take on the Miami Dolphins this weekend, and after our boys are done with them, I don't think they'll be calling Florida the Sunshine State anymore. The Pats are bringing the heat, and so are our fans. Let's see what they know about Florida.
Totally Facts is brought to you by iRobot.
That's right, Shauna. Week 8, I can't believe it. It's time to find out what our fans know about Miami.
What year was Miami founded?
50s.
1896. In 1944, the first sunblock was invented in Miami.
No, I did not know that.
Do you use sunblock?
Nope.
You don't need to? You just tan.
Dying.
You tan naturally?
Yep.
I go burning.
Did you know that the Dolphins are actually the only team in the NFL to ever have an undefeated season?
Yes.
You want to take a guess at what year it was?
2003.
I would say it's probably like 35 years ago.
In the 70s.
Yeah, 1972.
Yep.
Undefeated season.
Wait a minute, you live in Florida half the time? You should be nailing these.
Well, I don't live there year round.
Freeze! You have the right to remain confused. Totally Lame Laws.
It's illegal to use a whistle on a bicycle.
That's weird.
Somebody's crashed, reaching for their whistle.
In Florida, a woman can actually be fined if she falls asleep under a hairdryer.
Somebody lit on fire?
It's not because she'd be scorched.
Shouldn't be sleeping anyway then, right?
Exactly.
I don't know, do they actually have pumpkins down in Miami? I wonder what their Halloweens are like down there. I'm not sure. Here's a suggestion for the team, though. If you guys don't have a good outfit, a good costume this year, try dressing up as a real team. You're gonna need it this weekend.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Oh, my Lord. The cranberries? Who eats this stuff? That's horrible. Horrible. Happy National Mincemeat Day.
Sean, a tough loss for the guys last weekend.
Tough game, but let's focus on the positives. Gronk is back. That's great for the team.
He was back. He's looking good. How about Chris Jones? Had a good game there up until that controversial field goal call at the very end.
What a tough call to watch as a fan. But, you know, it was a legal call. It just has not been called all season.
We were just surprised. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that ref definitely a Jets fan, if you ask me.
Must be from New York.
Not at least, that we're biased.
Yeah, not biased at all. All right, it's time. I hope everybody at home is ready. It's time for the TP MVP, the Totally Patriots MVP. The most deserving player this week is
Logan Ryan. He's a rookie. Aqib Talib was out, and this guy really stepped it up with a big play.
He did. He intercepted the ball, ran it for close to 80 yards. That score, touchdown, huge, huge.
That's great.
Well-deserved.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Logan.
This week, on to Miami. I think the winning streak is back.
I hope so. We'll be checking him out this weekend. Go Pats. We need this win.
That'll do it for Sean and I from Patriot Place. We'll leave you with some highlights from our TP MVP, Logan. Have a great rest of your weekend.
We'll see you next week.
Under pressure across the middle, that pass to the near side, picked off, a juggling interception, and this will be a pick six down the left sideline, and it's the rookie Logan Ryan on the run, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!